This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been really going through quite a bit of talk and discussion on this dream and this vision that God has placed in each one of our hearts. And I pray each and every one that is listening to this teaching will grasp the concept and grasp this teaching and apply it to your life, and that this dream and this vision will become a reality in your life, that you actually see God working through you and in you to make this dream and this vision a reality. The last time we were together, we were talking about entangled in the wilderness. God told Moses that the enemy would pursue and try to capture them and take them back to slavery. God warned him. And you can read that in Exodus 14 and 3. Like Israel, many of us believers have escaped the bondage of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb. You know, they marked it on the doorposts of their homes, and then God killed the firstborn of Egypt. He passed over everybody that had the blood. Well, that same blood works for us. We just apply it to our lives, and then God will see that, and he will bless us, and he will help us. Because Satan does not want to release you from the tyranny of bondage. He does not want you to embrace the abundant life. Rather, he wants to keep you in captivity. He wants to keep you back in your old sinful life. The enemy does not want you to impact the lives of other people, because it takes people from him. It just furthers the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that is not what he wants. He wants to keep you in submission to him, but thank God we have the blood of the Lamb and the help of God to help us go forth and to pursue. Today I kind of like to talk about nowhere to go. Amazing miracles occurred to enable Israel to be freed from the Egyptian bondage. 10 dramatic plagues were sent by God to supernaturally deliver them. They were on their way to their promised land. They were excited and rejoicing. 400 years of bondage, but now they were free. But it didn't take long for the Israelites to encounter a major problem. After their departure from Egypt, Pharaoh once again changed his mind about letting them go. He amassed a great army and pursued them to bring them back, along with all the wealth they had taken with them from Egypt. Now, Israel stood before a great expanse of water called the Red Sea. Behind them was the enemy. Ahead of them was an insurmountable obstacle. Put this truth deep in your spirit. When you begin to move towards your destiny, you will encounter major challenges. Do you really think Satan is going to sit back and let you accomplish great things for God without trying to hinder you? You will not reach lost men and women. You will not affect cities and nations for God without opposition from the enemy, which is Satan. Do not be surprised when challenges arise. Just be prepared. How do we are prepared? By studying the Word of God, by spending time in prayer with God. That way the Holy Spirit will always be there to help you. Israel faced 3 major challenges. The Red Sea lay before them. The pathway to their destiny was blocked by insurmountable circumstances. The enemy was behind them. Hot on their heels came a massive army, determined to abort their mission. Their hearts were faint. This problem was the most dangerous of all. But Israel had 3 powerful spiritual weapons. 1, they had the promises of God. They were heirs to the Abrahamic covenant. They had a man of God, Moses. They had the rod of God, representing the supernatural power of God. As a result, the waters of the Red Sea opened before them. They passed over on dry ground, and their enemy drowned as they tried to pursue them. As you face difficult circumstances, you will have the same three powerful weapons of deliverance. You have the promises of God, which is found in the Bible. Spend time in that Bible. Read it. Study it. Learn it. Know it. You have a man of God, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me, saying that he will help you, he will go before you, he will strengthen you, and he will help you. You have the rod of God, the power of the cross of Jesus, because Jesus died on that cross. When he died on that cross and shed his blood for you and for me and rose again that third day, he had complete victory and power over anything and everything this world could possibly even dream to throw at you. We have the power of the Holy Spirit within us. He is there to help us. He is there to strengthen us. He is there to encourage us. All we have to do is to depend upon God, depend upon his promises, depend upon the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and we can conquer anything. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. Why? Because he is our strength. We don't rely on our strength. We rely on God. And he wants us to fulfill this dream and this vision. All we have to do is trust God and to depend upon these three promises, these powerful weapons of deliverance. His word, Jesus Christ, and the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. It is ours. It is at our disposal. All we have to do is trust God, believe God, accept it, and go forth, because God will make it right and make it clear for us to pursue this dream and this vision down this path that God has chosen for each and one of us. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come before your throne. Father, I thank you so much for these promises. I thank you for the word that you have given to us to know that we can depend upon you, that you are there to give us our strength, to give us our help, to give us our encouragement. All we have to do is trust in you. Father, I pray that you will give each and every one of us a hunger and a desire to get into your word and to realize the promises that are there for us that you have written and promised to each and every one of us. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch us, that it will enlighten our hearts and enlighten our minds, that, Father, that we can go forth and make this dream a reality through you, that this vision will become true and strong in our minds, that we will stand up and that we will go forth in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for each and every one of us. Father, I thank you for these promises. I thank you that you are with each and every one of us, and encourage our hearts, I pray. And I will never, ever fail to praise you and to honor you for all of this, because we ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Nowhere to Go. Join Paul next week as he teaches Bitter Water. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. Paul wants to hear from you. If you're enjoying his teaching, send him an email. His email address is paul@ltmforchrist.com. Again, it's paul@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can send your email to divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.